We've talked with Trennis Jones before, and he's back in with us. It's the Positive Coaching Alliance. I'm excited to have been asked to MC an event coming up in 2 weeks that is all about positive coaching, that features a pretty headline panel of guests, including Kevin Millar from the MLB Network and Texas women's basketball coach Karen Aston. It's going to be a great event. It's Trennis Jones from the Positive Coaching Alliance, PCA. Trennis, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, man.
Appreciate y'all having me in again.
Good to see you. Now, how are things going over at the Positive Coaching Alliance, which we love? It's a nonprofit organization providing online tools and courses to assist giving youth athletes a positive youth sports experience with great coaches.
Things are going well. You know, through the blessing of being able to partner with people like 104.9 The Horn, we've been able to kind of spread the message and let youth organizations know that there are some options that they can tap into us to help to build their culture and provide some tools for their parents.
Now, how much is it going to cost you guys in shrimp to have E be the MC for that?
Ooh,
because he's a shrimp guy, man. This is not going to be easy.
Well, it's good. You know, it's good that we're in the Gulf. You know, it's one of those things. If we were in the middle of the country, it'd be tough. But at least there's just some places we can tap into.
There you go.
You know, yeah, so.
Should be a good thing.
It's at the UT Club, correct?
It is.
It'll be.
Hey, come on, man. Country Club living, man.
Look out now.
It'll be outside at their pavilion on June 8th. So, yeah, we're really blessed to be able to have certainly E. Hogan to MC the event, but having Coach of the Year Karen Aston, as well as Kevin Millar, who obviously
she's one of my favorites.
Both of them are great to headline that conversation, talking about, you know, making sure that we're having the right leaders in front of our kids, but making sure that the environment that they're competing in is one that helps them grow.
Yeah, I mean, the mission obviously is obvious. I mean, youth sports is very popular, and it's, you know, parents want their kids in these youth sports and learning the games, but who's coaching them, and what are the coaches coaching them? It's usually fathers and, you know, parents and things like that. How you guys help provide, I think, you know, we talk to Tom Herman all the time. He talks about alignment, right? He talks about the alignment. You guys can help those leagues and those coaches be better coaches so that it's a more positive experience for the young people.
No question, and I think that, you know, there takes some thought to what your culture is and what it's representing, and are you making that proper investment into your league that you're running. Some of the partners that we have, you know, whether it be, you know, Soccer Shots or someone like Hill Country Indoor that'll be opening soon. Those types of facilities, you know, are intentional about their culture, and we're really happy to have them.
Talk about the kids and when they score a goal, how to behave when they score a goal. Not like the NFL that's now bringing back the dancing and shaking. You know what I'm saying? The quake, doing the quake, or what is that thing called? Twerking and all that. Talking about kids just scoring goals and be a part of a team.
Right.
Going over to the side and enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. You know, kids, sports represents society, and it's just a reflection of the things that are going on in the streets. So, you know, if you're having a kid unlearn something, they've clearly seen it on TV.
Yes.
Or on Twitter, or on YouTube.
On
or
their
all
video
those
game.
Things, all of that. So,
you know, can you twerk on your video game?
I bet you do, dude.
I can twerk in real life, man. I don't need no video game.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been good. And again, it's not to take the fun away from the game. I think celebration is a big part of it. There has to be some joy in it. That's why we do it. But there's a right way to do it.
There you go.
And Trennis is the executive director of the Positive Coaching Alliance here, the Central Texas chapter, but it's a national organization. And Colt McCoy is a ambassador and a spokesman for the Positive Coaching Alliance, among many others. So tell us about the event. And now, can our audience participate? Can they be there? There's going to be a live music aspect. We can't tell you who because it's a Radius Clause thing, but it's someone you've heard of.
Yes. Yes.
That's no, for sure. And we'll be playing a little bit. may have. Well, we won't get into my wife on this story. But
oh, now I know.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know.
But we can't, you know, Radius Clause are a damn thing. But so how's the night going to go, and how could our audience be a part of it?
Yeah, well, you know, first off, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our sponsors. To Pete's Fund, VIP Insurance, NWLFD, as well as Sure ID have been great for us to sponsor. But to lead in, we'll have a conversation at the UT Golf Club. It will be a panel discussing what PCA does. Certainly the people that we talked about featuring will have that conversation, and then we'll have a nice Tex-Mex dinner for you, and then it'll be ended with a surprise special musical guest that
Sweet.
We won't mention.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to it. I think it'll be June 8th to secure your spot. Clearly, there are limited spots, so You know, Thursday, June 8th at 7 o'clock, go to pca-centraltx.org to secure your spot. We'd love to have you out.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm excited to do it. I love leading those panel discussions with people like Coach Aston, and Kevin Millar is just an absolute character, but he's got five kids of his own, and you know, so youth sports are important to him. And I think you said you may add a couple others to the panel, or at least one that I think people would like to hear from. And it's just such a positive thing. I mean, I've got kids who played through youth sports, and it's something reason I'm so passionate about what you guys do, because I've seen the really good coaches in these leagues that, I mean, the kids just have a blast, and they learn so much about whatever sport they're playing, and it's such a positive experience. But I've also seen the other side where the coaches are drill sergeants, and it's, you know, really not a positive experience, or they just don't get any coaching at all. It's just a, you know, they roll the ball out, and that's not what you want, because that doesn't keep kids engaged in playing. And as you said, one of the missions of PCA is, you know, a lot of kids at 12, 13, they stop playing youth sports, and and they're going to go find something else to do.
Exactly. We want to make sure that we're keeping them as engaged as possible. And I think it's certainly by reflective of having Kevin Millar and Karen Aston, those are people that are on the highest level, and they appreciate the process. So I think it's important. If they appreciate it, then an 8-year-old probably appreciates it,
too. Of course,
yeah. And then you think about a coach, you know, if you've got a kid that sat in a school class all day, and then they're going to go out to practice, and if your practice isn't structured to engage them and to keep everybody involved, then you're probably going to have people not paying attention. Yeah. So, you know, can we have those tools, again, to make sure that those kids are enjoying it? They want to go to practice. They're wanting to get better. And you know, we're here to help.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's all about winning, and you put the best 9 guys on a field in your baseball, and the other kids don't play. Positive coaching is such an important thing for youth sports at all levels. And Trentis Jones, the executive director. Well, I got to ask you this, from your basketball expertise, you play a little round ball at the college level. Colorado, correct?
I did.
And
yes.
Then, worked within the NBA for a time. And we're going to get this collision course, this Golden State-Cleveland matchup. Golden State's like won 27 of the last 28. They undefeated in the playoffs. Cavs, do you have a side you favor?
Favor, no. I probably, if I had to put money on it, I would say Golden State. I just think that their firepower is what is obvious, but their defensive prowess, I think, is what's going to put them over the top. They've got the ability to switch and go through different schemes just based on their roster that is rare. And they're one that share the ball. It's one of those things where Cleveland has a tendency to get the ball to stick a bit. And if that person that has the ball isn't hitting, then you got a problem.
Yeah. Well, I think that's well said, because I think people don't appreciate Golden State's defensive performance, Buck, that they...
Yeah, they're number two in the year that they won the championship. They were number two in the league behind Cleveland.
What do you see as a former ball player that they do so well on D? I mean, you got Draymond Green, who's one of the better on-ball defenders, and you know, Klay Thompson is a really underrated defender. But just like they are on offense, such a team, they play really good team defense.
They do, and I think similar to football, when we talk about a linebacker controlling the defense, if you have that linebacker in basketball, it's important. You think about the Boston Celtics, for example, when they had their championship team, Kevin Garnett was their linebacker.
Yeah.
He was their defensive leader, and if you have a person like Draymond that can kind of lead that flow and let everybody else follow his lead, then it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, defense is a team effort, and that when you get everybody to focus in and being a defensive player, that makes the offense easy, because they're all talented offensive players, but you can get them to focus in on being great defensive players. That's special when you can do that.
Yep.
And Cleveland has done the same thing.
Well, that's
when they play defense, it's going to be a great series.
And it makes it easier. It really does.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for the energy that's gained by getting a stop. For whatever reason, you know, your shots end up going in a little bit easier when you get somebody else to stop scoring as well.
Well, and that's credit to Steve Kerr and Mike Brown and Golden State, because how many teams do we see that, I mean, in all sports, they're so offensive heavy, right? You know, Texas Tech doesn't want to play defense. I mean, this is a group that's one of the most prolific and best offensive units ever, yet they're willing to play defense because they understand stops are what wins games. I remember growing up watching the Denver Nuggets go up and down the floor and score 150 points.
With Alex English?
But they wouldn't stop anybody
exactly.
At the same time, right? So it's like, this is, appreciate that. and Draymond Green is their linebacker. Tim Duncan was a linebacker for the for the Spurs for so long as the defensive player of the year many times blocking the. They lost that. They didn't have Tim Duncan this year, and I think we saw that they missed that. They're not near the defensive team they once were.
You got to have the anchor, and you have to obviously have leadership as well. Brad Stevens is actually a big supporter of PCA, and so what they've done in Boston, it's
awesome.
I couldn't imagine how they won that game the other night, game three, without Isaiah Thomas and, what he's able to do to engage his team and clearly with the Spurs and, Steve Kerr and the Warriors and his presence still being around. It's important to have that leadership on the court, but make sure you have the right people kind of leading them off as well.
Great coaches for sure. Trennis Jones, Executive Director of the Positive Coaching Alliance. Again, you can Google it and find it. What's the website one more time for folks?
PCA-CentralTX.org, and we'd love to have you on June 8th at UT Golf Club.
How about that? You can have some shrimp, too. Come on, Buck. You could have some shrimp.
Some shrimp? Me?
That sounds like Tex-Mex, which is fine with me, too. I'm in with that.
Of course you are.
I'll smuggle into the UT Club, say hi to Steve Trenier.
That's BK. He'll be there, too.
Give me some shrimp. BK needs some shrimp. We'll be talking to Karen Aston, and we'll be talking with Kevin Millar, and it'll be a lot of fun about positive coaching and youth sports and panel discussion, and then live music, a little food, beautiful place.
I'm one of her favorite fans. I'm Karen Aston.
You are a Karen Aston fan.
She's kind of like my number one over there.
Ooh,
right now.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good number one to have.
Yes.
Well, she got like 10 McDonald's All-Americans or something that she's recruited.
She tells you how she's going to coach. She tells you how things are going to be in the beginning. She told it was going to be rough, and then all of a sudden it got good.
I'm assuming they're preseason top three or four
when they come back next year. She's a consistent leader, and that's what people follow.
And by the way, before we go to the break and we're on basketball, did you see the news that broke yesterday? We'll get into some tech.